Dennis, welcome to the show. Do you expect it to be a very busy few days around the NHL? Do you expect lots of moves to happen?
That's why I'm flying from LA to Buffalo tomorrow night. Absolutely. I think it's going to be one of the hottest draft days ever, given the fact that after the top three picks, you have a lot of different options for teams, and certainly teams like here in Los Angeles, Milan Lucic no longer returning. So they're certainly going to probably use that cap space to look for a defenseman on the draft floor. So I expect a lot of activity come Friday.
Who do you think is going to be this year's Ryan O'Reilly? Who's going to be the player that gets dealt either right before the draft or on draft day that kind of maybe gets the ball rolling?
Tough to say. You've got a couple of options there in Edmonton. And I'll be honest with you, I've heard a little bit of chatter that you might be looking at maybe an offer sheet from a guy like a Sean Monahan, a guy that you link him to Ryan O'Reilly because those teams were involved in an offer sheet a couple of years back. So I really think that maybe one of the wingers from Edmonton is going to be on the board here to go for defense, and that's what I would look for, because Peter Chiarelli, he's going to be doing a lot of work there in Buffalo. So I would think that they're going to move one of those wingers to make their defense better next season.
Yeah, I agree, Dennis. The Oilers have needed a top-pairing guy for several years. That's not Chiarelli's fault, but it is his problem. This is only his second year, as you know. It's interesting. When we talk about the $6 million guys up front, that's going to be the move that Oiler fans want to see. The question is the return. Who's out there in your mind? Who's the number one defenseman? If you're playing Pete Chiarelli for once, is it Shattenkirk? Is it a guy who's not being floated like a Justin Falk? People float the name, but I don't know that he's been offered up. Who's the guy you go get if you're Pete Chiarelli?
Yeah, it's tough to move to say Shattenkirk because there's only one year left on his deal, and he's a free agent. If you can ensure you can sign him to a long-term deal, then I would say yes. Other than that, I would agree with you with Justin Falk. They've got a lot of young D down there in Carolina. So if you had a good package, could you pull that? Yeah. Could you look at a guy like, depending on what happens with Keith Yandel in Florida, maybe a Dmitry Kulikov could be on the market as well. And of course, although it's Winnipeg, maybe a Jacob Trouba I think would be in play. They say they want to hold on to him, but certainly I think if you put together enough package, I'm not sure Kevin Cheveldayoff has a lot of latitude there to re-up Trouba at the price he wants to be re-upped at. So I think that Jacob Trouba would be in play. You'd have to give multiple assets for a player like that, but he's certainly a top four defenseman that would work well certainly in Edmonton.
That's interesting you say that. And, of course, we're here in Edmonton, and we hear the opinion of Oiler fans. If you were taught, would it be more for a guy like Trouba than Taylor Hall? To me, Taylor Hall gets you that guy. Taylor Hall gets you a lot of guys in the National Hockey League, one for one. He's one of the top five left-wingers in the league. I don't think it's being a homer saying that. Does he not get you that first-pairing guy just on his own?
He does get you that, but I'm not sure the owner wants to trade him. And I think that's the issue. I think that Cates looks at Taylor Hall as one of the cornerstones to make this team a championship team. I'm not sure that he would be the one to be traded. Could you do that one for one? I certainly think there's value for both sides. I'm not certain they want to let him go. And I think that's the issue. It's more an emotional thing maybe for the owner than really just looking on paper or looking at the depth chart and saying this player would fill this void and this would be a fair return. So I think that's involved with respect to a Taylor Hall possible trade out of Edmonton.
We're joined by Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period. Dennis, as the draft gets going on Friday night from Buffalo, which GM is under the most pressure to make a big splash and drastically alter the look of his team and improve his team over the course of this weekend?
I'd have to say, well, not pressure, but I certainly think Tim Murray's going to do a lot of work here. Right? He entered this week with four third-round picks. He's already moved one for the Jimmy Vesey trade. They say they're going to be in on Steven Stamkos should Steven hit free agency. I think he's the guy because the expectations are really high. He's in his hometown, right? So fans want to see a little bit maybe more of action. I think Bob Murray as well with Anaheim. Now that they've changed coaches, they've gone back to their old coach right now. And I just think that they need a winger as well. Now, you look at Milan Lucic. Could he loves Southern California. He really didn't want to leave. There was an issue with term with respect to the Kings and what they offered and what he wanted. He wanted a max term deal. So I really think the Ducks really got to go get that top level left wing. And when you mentioned defenseman, Cam Fowler would be a great chip, a bargaining chip, to go get that top line left wing. So I think that you look at Tim Murray because he's in his hometown. I just think Bob Murray, because of the way they failed in the first round this year, I think he's under a lot of pressure to get back to where they really need to be, which is either a cup final or a conference final.
Dennis, it's interesting, and you know Lucic well. I don't know. If I'm a GM, I'd rather bite the bullet on the annual amount I give Milan. I don't want to pay him till he's 35 years old. I'm not saying he's fallen off the edge of the earth yet. A lot of people assume that. But the book on guys who play like him tends to go that way. I'd rather give him 5 years for a little more dough than be looking at those last 2 years going, what have I done?
Bingo, that you hit the nail right on the head. I think that's the issue because of the style of which Milan plays. He's an impact player right now. There's only one of him in the league. The issue is, you know, how much tread will come off the tires in the way he plays. So that's a factor as well. But, you know, Milan, and he has every right because he's now a free agent, he wants security. He wanted the max term deal from the Kings. He didn't get it. So now if he goes to market, he's looking probably for a 7-year deal. And as you guys know, it's one GM that has to say, okay, I believe in Milan for 7 years, but I totally agree with you. The reason Kings balked is they looked at that type of player. He's an X factor, but he just can't, you know, they just didn't believe he would be effective in the later years of that type of term.
Dennis, I appreciate your time. Thanks for this. Enjoy the draft on Friday from Buffalo.
Anytime, boys. Thanks for the time.